I was asked to give a little devotion at the Kirk session the other week, and I have to say this is one of the strangest times of preparing something that I've ever had, because normally I struggle to write a sermon. You know, you spend hours researching things and looking up scriptures and all the rest of it. But when I started to do this, you know, I thought to myself, or asked myself, what is God saying to me? What has he been saying to me these last wee while? And it was just a very simple thing. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me that I know what I'm doing. Trust me that you are in my hands. And so after that, it's almost as if God unloaded or downloaded the thoughts into my heart without me having to actually work anything out and study and search it all out. So it all just sort of came. And since last Tuesday when I chaired at the Kirk session, it's like God's been speaking to me in my dreams and sharing loads of stuff about this particular scripture. So I'm going to share some thoughts tonight, and I deliberately haven't brought many notes because I want the Holy Spirit to speak what he wants to speak, because he's downloaded it all into my heart, and I've not had to do anything to get this. The hardest part was actually getting it down on paper, but it's all in here. So listen to the Holy Spirit, not me, tonight. And I'm going to read you some scriptures from Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. It says, immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In the fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost." But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage, I am here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" When he climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciples worshipped him. "You really are the Son of God," they exclaimed. And you know, if you look at the passage, right at the beginning, it says Jesus told them to get into the boat. You know, Jesus told them, get into the boat and go off over the Sea of Galilee. And you know, I was reading about the Sea of Galilee, and it's set in the midst of hills, and it's prone to storms coming out of nowhere, because you've got the warm air coming down from the hill, the cold air coming down from the hill that meets the warm air rising up from the water, and it causes enormous winds and waves. But these are fishermen. Peter's a fisherman, so in a sense, he's used to riding out the storms. But, you know, here they were this time, battling against the wind and the waves most of the night, and they just couldn't get to where they were going. It should have only been a short distance across the lake, but the wind and the waves, it blew them off course, and I read that it was about 3 or 4 miles right into the middle of the lake. And, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, they've been rowing since, 6 o'clock at night or whatever. So they're exhausted and they just seem to be getting nowhere fast. And if you think about the wind and the waves for a moment, you know, the wind, it threatens to throw us off course. You know, we can be heading in one direction. We can be going from over there to over there, and then the wind gets up and we end up over there instead. And you know, that can be frustrating, it can be disappointing, it can be, one of these times we say, have I done things wrong? Have I got it wrong? Was I not supposed to go in that direction? Did I hear God wrong? But like I said at the beginning, Jesus led them into the storm. He told them to go that direction. So you're trying to get from over there with a slight detour isn't necessarily the wrong thing. You see what I'm saying? You know, it's not a bad thing sometimes. So that's the wind. It tries to blow us off course. The waves, it threatens to make us feel overwhelmed. They threaten to we feel like we're drowning, that we're not going to survive, we're not going to get through this. Do you ever feel like that? You know, you're trying to get from A to B, the wind and the waves blow you off in that direction, and you think, am I ever going to get there? Life gets in the way sometimes. And then it says about 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came towards them walking on the water. And when the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost." In the midst of the storm, sometimes we forget that Jesus is there, or we don't recognize him. But Jesus said, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you." But do you ever get to the stage where you think, well, where are you, Lord? You know, why is things going so wrong? Why am I still in this mess? Why am I still in this position and I can't seem to get any further forward? But it said Jesus came at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they'd been rowing since about 6 or in the evening anyway. And sometimes that's what happens. You know, he waits, and he waits, and he waits until almost the last minute, and because he knows that that's the time when we're going to need him most. He waited till the boat was as far from land as possible. It was right in the middle of the sea. And at that point, they were really in trouble. They'd almost come to the end of their own resources. You know, they were used to riding out storms, but this one seemed to be so fierce that even they couldn't get through it with their own strength and their own abilities. And their only option was to call out to him. But they didn't recognize him. They didn't see him there at first. They were too busy battling the storm to notice Jesus there. Their hearts were full of fear. And sometimes if you're afraid, you can't see Jesus. You know, the fear blinds you and you can't see what's in front of you. But there's a massive encouragement in this verse because it says Jesus comes to where you are. They'd been blown off course. And, you know, Jesus was expecting them to be over here. But he wasn't standing here waiting for him, was he? He was right there where they were. So when you get blown off course, you know, when things don't seem to be going as well as they should, it doesn't matter. Jesus is still where you are. Not where you were expecting to be, but where you are right now. He's right there with you. So take courage. I'm here, right in the midst of the storm with you. But the difference is Jesus is not affected by the storm. You know, he's standing there. The wind and the waves are all about him, but he stood fixed. He's not blown off by the wind. He's not tossed about by the waves. He stands fixed because he's above the waves. He has the power and the authority over them. We'll come back to that in a second. But he doesn't get blown off course. And then it tells about Peter. It says, Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." Just think of that for a moment, because there's something in Peter's heart that recognizes who Jesus is at that point. Because you know, at this point, they'd been traveling around with Jesus. They'd seen him perform miracles. They'd seen him heal people. They'd heard his teaching. And now they see him walking on the water. And he's above the waves. He doesn't seem to be buffeted by the wind or the waves. And Peter feels in his heart, this is real. You know, this is him. I want to follow him. I want to be like him. I want to do what he does. I want to be like him. And you notice that all happens right in the fiercest bit of the storm when Peter Hart says, I want to be like him. See, it's one thing to say that when everything's calm and life is going well. But it's another thing to do that when you're up against it and when everything seems to be conspiring against you. But he still says, I want to follow you. I want to be where you are. I want to do what you're doing. And he fixes his eyes on Jesus and says, if it's really you, tell me to come to you. But notice he waits in the boat until Jesus gives him the instruction. Sometimes, you know, we can get a hold of something in the spirit and, you know, say, hey, yeah, that's great, let's go for it. And sometimes we do that too quick. You know, we don't wait for the instruction to go, and we end up going too quick and getting ourselves in a mess. But, you know, like Peter, he waits in the boat until Jesus says, come. And, you know, I can take that as a personal thing or as a family thing or a church thing, that you have to wait until God gives you the go ahead to do something, whether it takes 5 years or 10 years or a minute. Yeah, you hear me? It's about God's timing. And so Peter waits in the boat, and then Jesus says, come. So he got out the boat right in the middle of the fierce storm. He got out the boat. And I wonder, would I do that if I was in that position? I'm not sure. But he got out the boat. He took himself out of his comfort zone where he was safe and took himself towards Jesus because he wanted to be like Jesus. He wanted to rise above the waves and above the wind and you know, be above the storm. And he did. He walked towards Jesus. And he got out the boat. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. Save me, Lord, he shouted. In the midst of the storm, he took his eyes off Jesus for a minute. Even just for a minute is enough to make us feel like we're drowning. Do you ever forget that when your life is going so hard? You take your eyes off Jesus, you take your eyes off what's happening, and you look at the circumstances, and then circumstances start to overwhelm you, and you feel lost, and you feel hopeless, and you feel that there's no way out of this. But if you keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, you can keep going. We'll come back to that at the end. So, let me see, where are we? But Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. And he said, you have so little faith. Why did you doubt me? And you know, that's what, another way of putting that is, why did you not trust me? Right, and that's what Jesus has been talking to me a lot about recently. Why are you not trusting me in the storm? Why do you not believe that you can rise above the storm in the same way that I can? Why do you not believe that I'm bigger than the storm, that I have all the power and authority over the storm, over the wind and the waves? But Jesus reached out, and before Peter went down into the water, he grabbed him, and you know, they both got back into the boat, and then the wind stopped. And it says the disciples worshipped him. You really are the Son of God, they exclaimed. And you know, in the midst of a storm, you can have two reactions. You can choose to worry about what's happening, or you can choose to worship Jesus. And if you worship Jesus, you're going to stay above the storm. You're going to stay focused. You're going to stay moving in the right directions. And I want to give you a few thoughts about all of this story tonight. The first thing is that when the storm, sometimes the storm happens even when you're following him. Sometimes he leads you into a situation where he knows there's going to be a storm coming up. And, you know, it's basically something that's happened to everybody, every Christian throughout the ages, that you get a word from God and you start to head off in the direction that God chooses. And then all of a sudden it becomes really difficult. Life gets in the way. Circumstances try to stop you from doing that. You know, things try to stop you from going in the way that God wants you to do. And that's the enemy trying to get, you know, to get a hold of you and stop the kingdom of God advancing. So storms happen, and we have to learn to deal with them. But, you know, Peter got out the boat to get into the midst of the storm. He didn't stay in a place of safety. He didn't stay in a comfort zone. He got out the boat because he knew that Jesus was the only one who was above the storm. He was the only one who could do anything about the storm, and he wanted to be where he was and to do the things that he did and be in the place that he was. Because he'd seen him heal the sick. He'd seen him cast out demons. He'd seen him feed the hungry. And now he's seeing him control the elements. And there's a higher thing here. Because it's not just about Jesus walking on waves and, you know, not being buffeted by the winds. It's about seeing things how Jesus sees them. It's about seeing the storm the way that Jesus sees it. It's about seeing that Jesus is completely in control of everything. He created the wind. He created the waves. So he knows how to deal with them. He knows how they work. He knows what to do to stop it. He knows all these things. And he's demonstrated that he's all power and authority over all the natural and the spiritual realm. The spiritual realm, the realm of the Holy Spirit, transcends the natural physical realm. Nothing is too big for him to deal with. And it doesn't matter what kind of storm you've got in your life tonight, or maybe you've not got any storms. Maybe everything's nice and cozy and then things are going well. But if you've got issues that you're dealing with at the minute, it doesn't matter what they are. You know, you can get out the boat and help and be alongside Jesus to get them dealt with and to get through them. And whether it's a health issue or a physical health, mental health, emotional health, any kind of health issue, he is above all that. He has the power and he has the authority to deal with these things. And he says, come out the boat and help me. Come out the boat and see the spiritual realm and how to deal with these things the way I deal with them. It's about relationships. It's about family breakdowns. He is able to deal with these things. He is able to calm the storms in your families. Financial things, he's able to calm the storm there as well if you're, you know, getting into financial difficulty. There's nothing that he cannot deal with because he has all power and authority. Also, we need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Be prepared, like I said, to get out the boat, get out the comfort zone, even in the midst of the storm, and just follow him and do what he says. Because if you take our eyes off him, like I said, we can get distracted. We can get blown off course. We can feel that we're going under. But be encouraged, even if you do take your eyes off him for a second, he is right there beside you to reach out and save you from going under. You know, he'll never let you go. He'll never let you go under. And so tonight, I want to just bring an encouragement to us all. Whether it's in your personal situations or your family situations or church situations, keep our eyes fixed on him. Trust that whatever direction he leads us in, he knows the end from the beginning. He knows that whether it's going to be an easy journey or a difficult one. He knows whether you're going to face mountains that you think you can't get over. But trust him. He says to trust him. He believes that he knows what he's doing. That he's able to get us through the storm and he's able to calm the storm and bring it to an end. And you know, I really feel tonight that there's people with storms here that God is saying, look, it's time for this to end. And some of you, there's storms that God is going to just give you courage to get through it. And I think that's all I'm going to say.